Let's kick off with the social rundown with Stefan Lombard. Good morning.
Greetings.
Greetings. How are you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
Feeling especially educated today. What are we talking? What's trending?
I was hoping for something education adjacent, but it's just so much Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods.
So
and
hectic.
This is because he was in a vehicle accident, collision, incident yesterday, South African time. But it's not trending because of what has happened to him. So if you look at the top tweets when you actually click on this trending topic, it's people pointing out how disproportionate the coverage is of something like this versus issues that they think are of more national or international importance. And as we speak, it says breaking news on CNN. Tiger Woods has shattered his ankle. That's not breaking news in the
But CNN had lost the breaking news fight a long time ago with respect to our
and
media
colleagues. And many of their contemporaries. Yeah. But it's that news cycle, I think, that kind of leads to this. We can't have a private, you know, for-profit news economy and then expect, you know, merit to come down to why these stations are suffering in a post-Trump world. We're talking double-digit decreases in viewership. It's serious. So people are going to lean into this kind of thing. So it's tricky. LA Sheriff is briefing the press 8 hours after Tiger Woods' car crash, says one. The FBI and the Department of Justice first briefed press 6 days after the deadly Capitol insurrection. I'm very sorry this thing happened to Tiger Woods, says another. And I'm very glad he's alive, but the amount of coverage seems really excessive. Regarding press conferences, we know more about Tiger Woods' car crash than we do about the domestic terror attack on our country. Think about that. I'm peed off that Tiger Woods is getting so much attention for something that happens to many of us. 500,000 dead gets less time on air. That is crazy. The LA County Sheriff's Department had a press conference in two languages within hours of an incident. We didn't even get a proper statement from our national authorities. And that's the kind of sentiment that just keeps going on and on and on. And it's valid. Not that Twitter isn't by any stretch of the imagination the cross-section of society. But that is a conversation we need to have and not make it about Tiger. He didn't do anything wrong as a person existing, besides perhaps speeding and driving a Hyundai, which people find quite strange that someone of his economic stature would be driving a Hyundai.
But you see, now they contradict themselves because now they get into the details in silly ways.
And it's the same people who would complain about the coverage and then be like, oh, but he was driving like a silver Hyundai. What's up with that?
Look, as national interest goes, I don't know. I imagine if it were a former president, let's say, that this would probably get similar amounts of coverage. And to be honest, what counts as celebrity or an important figurehead has changed, right? So it's not just presidents, kings, but celebrities do matter. There was lots of coverage of Kim and Kanye's divorce even long before it happened, for example, whereas that really shouldn't matter. But you're right, it raises a question for even ourselves. We get criticized from time to time by listeners saying, why are you focusing on this and not that? On one hand, you know, finding out it's two broken legs and then a shattered ankle is a lot less difficult than finding out, say, the body count in Yemen.
Absolutely.
Know, from a cost perspective and from a click, you know, and revenue perspective, it does make sense. And people who can opine and footage of the Masters golf, there's for a TV channel, it's so much easier for you to actually keep the story going just from a practical perspective. But I would have thought from an education perspective that they would at least be talking about the fact that our shiny or their shiny president has opened a border facility for teaching migrant children. You know, that the thing that was so morally reprehensible under Trump, they've reopened a border facility.
Mm-hmm. We need to stop judging people for liking the things that they do.
Yes.
It's natural, it's human to care about things that you can wrap your head around. But speaking of presidents, Donald Trump, that man, he phoned into Fox News. You know, he's been licking his wounds. He's been on the DL. He phoned into Fox News to talk about Tiger Woods' injury, wishing him all the best. And so personally, I would say it's not about how much time you spend covering something. It's the kind of angles that you pursue. Not saying that CNN has done this, but if they speak to a road engineer and the angle is, are the Los Angeles roads in fact not quite safe? Is this something we need to dissect?
Is this a full clip?
No, that's not, that is not appropriate, not at this time. You're just filling air.
Yes.
That's all you're doing, as opposed to giving me information and knowledge. about what's happening in the world.
Well, maybe it's going to be a slow news administration under Biden, that's for sure. But thank you for putting on your producer hat and helping Don Lemon come up with new angles for this show. You let us know how you guys feel about this. Do you care to hear about Tiger Woods? Do you feel as though there's too much bias in the system with respect to how coverage actually occurs? Would you want to see some kind of, let's say, a percentage of news coverage passed out for listener or viewer-led content? In other words, guys, I want you to cover X. I think this is quite important in particular for local news, but again, the resources are different. Separately, maybe as we dive into the Big Breakfast broadcast, this is an opportune time for us to talk about children maybe becoming journalists and changing the game for us. But talk to me, what would it take for your child to succeed in the world? How many hours of homework does your child currently undertake on a daily basis? And how many do you think is optimal? Should children have homework at all? We're going to compare that to some global stats.